This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, October 4th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Iran's hardline Islamic government faces a growing divide between the regime and its people amidst poor human rights, disengagement, and religious freedom violations, reports International Christian Concern. Public distrust in the regime has greatly increased over the past 40 years. The freedoms of Christian and Baha'i children are routinely restricted, such as the case with Lydia, who was adopted by two Christian parents. Yet she was removed from their care because she is considered Muslim by the state. School-aged children also experience persecution in their education, where they are segregated in classrooms by faith. Beyond Shia Islam, intolerance to other faiths is incorporated into all aspects of study. For example, starting at the age of 7, all girls must wear a hijab or head covering when in public, regardless of their faith. Open Doors lists Iran as the 8th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. The Apostle Paul put persecution into perspective. He wrote, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. Pastor Archer Kalowski of the Canadian Street Church was arrested on the tarmac at the Calgary International Airport on September 27th, following a speaking tour in the U.S. promoting freedom from COVID-19 restrictions, according to GodReports.com. He was arrested by Canadian Border Services, rather than the police, and charged with failure to wear a mask. Authorities said he was released later that night. Archer and his brother Dawid Pulaski were arrested in May for holding church services that flouted rules on masking and physical distancing. In June, the brothers were found guilty of contempt after violating COVID-19 health orders, reports the National Post. At a sentencing hearing earlier this month, Alberta Health Services asked that Archer be jailed for 21 days and Dawid be sentenced to 10 days. The court was asked to fine Archer $2,000 and impose $15,000 in court costs. A decision by a judge is expected October 13th. At his sentencing hearing, Pastor Pulaski remained defiant, saying, quote, "Canada has fallen. Sure, you can lock us up and throw the key away, but our political imprisonment will shout even louder about the hypocrisy," end quote. The pastor, who grew up in Poland when it was under Soviet domination, gained attention in April when he kicked health officials and law enforcement officers out of his church when they attempted to enforce mask mandates on Easter Sunday.
"Growing up under communist dictatorship, that's a disaster, that's hell on earth, and I see it already in our Western democracies. So the only way I know how to fight them is 1981, that I witnessed millions of Poles taking to the streets and saying to them, 'No more, get out of our country, get out, stop.' Millions of Poles took it to the streets during Solidarity, Lech Wałęsa, and they won their freedom. Right now, if you want your freedom back, we should take to the streets and say, 'No more lockdowns, no more restrictions. We will not put up with this anymore. We are fighting back.'"
He labeled government authorities as, quote, "Nazi psychopaths and sick, evil people who were intimidating people in a church during the Passover," end quote. Captured on video and reported on by Fox News guest host Mark Stein. In May, he was arrested by the Calgary Police Service for holding indoor worship services, which the agency described as, quote, "organizing an illegal in-person gathering," end quote, reports CBN.
"I did what every shepherd right now on the planet Earth should be doing, fend off the wolves. We as lions should never bow before the hyenas."
On Sunday, October 3rd, thousands of Christians in hundreds of cities across America participated in a life chain. During the 60 minutes of prayer, believers stand on the sidewalks of a well-traveled street holding signs that say, "Abortion kills children. Jesus forgives and heals. Adoption the loving option. Lord, heal our nation. And abortion hurts women." The life chain is a visual statement of solidarity by the Christian community that abortion does indeed kill children and that the church supports the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception until natural death. King David wrote, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. Have you heard of Elizabeth Johnston, the activist mommy? She's written a precious new children's book called Little Lives Matter, which affirms the sanctity of life. Listen to my Generations radio interview today with Johnston at generations.org/radio, published by bravebooks.us. It's part of a monthly series of children's books which tastefully tackle the great cultural issues of our day from a biblical perspective.
We are basically creating a literary ecosystem for kids where you know that if you're buying a book from bravebooks.us, this is a solid book. The company is owned by Christians, by strong believers, and they are putting out healthy messaging on topics that you would like to have conversations with your children about, but in a way that's not heavy. It's very palatable.
The first book released was entitled Elephants Are Not Birds, which rejects the transgender foolishness of the culture. And finally, Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Derek Carr turned the attention to God following the team's third consecutive win this season, which hasn't happened since 2002, reports FaithWire.com. The NFL team beat the Baltimore Ravens in Week 1, the Pittsburgh Steelers in Week 2, and during the game a week ago Sunday, the Raiders defeated the Miami Dolphins 31-28, with Carr completing 26 of 43 passes for 386 yards and two touchdowns. During an interview with CBS, Carr was asked how he maintains such confidence during a game, even when it looks like the team is on the brink of losing.
When people are describing you this season, just through three games, the words that come up are command, confidence, playing like an MVP. How do those things factor in your ability to manage a game where at times it looks like you guys were down and out?
I've been through this before when I snapped my ankle. All the self-glory, that stuff is fleeting. I already been through that. God took me to a place that all I want to do is glorify Him, and wherever He's going, that's where I want to go. And so, if it's a win, awesome. If it's not, I'm still going to glorify Him.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, October 4th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.